From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Boys are back. It's Woman Backus in Montreal with Yoav behind the console. Actually, me behind the console today because we got a new console. And we have Stephen Pickford out in Ottawa because his cousin is getting a medal. And Maureen Duffy. Maureen Duffy's out in Reno, Nevada. It's a special show from Reno. Maureen, are you with us? I guess not. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing just great. So how is the medal ceremony? Is that coming up this afternoon?
That's coming up this afternoon after we first get together for lunch at the Perkins Family Restaurant across the street.
Ah.
What's the medal? What's the medal for?
The Canadian Forces Medal.
Which is?
I guess it's just for sitting through a number of years in the Canadian Forces. Longevity.
Ah, longevity. I guess you made it through all those wars or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I figured there was only one medal in the Canadian Forces, and he got it.
No, it's
not
a service medal. Service medal.
Yeah. Hey, Maureen is here. Hey, Maureen.
Yeah, she popped in to join us.
Now we can't hear. Oh, this is fun.
The fun of live radio, as you want to say.
Willem.
Yeah, hi, Maureen. We gotcha. Welcome.
So call.
Welcome this week.
Oh, good.
Hi, Maureen. I hear you.
I'm here.
Welcome to Travel World. And how was your trip to Reno?
Maureen, can you hear us?
Hi.
She can't hear us.
No, I don't think she can hear us.
We can hear her, although she sounds like she's in the echo chamber.
Yes,
I can.
Oh,
one of those attractions.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right,
didn't know they had an echo chamber in Reno like they did at the in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember Niagara Falls, the caverns underneath the falls. Maureen, so how was your trip to Reno?
Oh, there's a big delay here. Yeah. She's got a big delay.
My trip was wonderful, uneventful, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, how'd you get there?
And I have a special guest here today.
Mm-hmm.
I flew northwest.
All right. Chuck Alvey and June Palmer are your guests, from what I hear.
And we had a wonderful flight, no problem.
Mm-hmm. You flew through which airport to get to Reno? From Westminster? You went from Washington or Baltimore?
Yes, I have a...
Maureen, just go
Baltimore.
Ahead. Yeah, just go ahead and just go ahead and talk. We're waiting for you.
Maureen, there's a delay between you and us. Go ahead with your report.
Okay,
start it off.
Well, I have here today three guests. One is
Chuck Alvey and June Palmer.
Mrs. June Palmer, and she's the special project superintendent for the city of Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Lynn Thompson, who is the interim president and CEO of the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Chuck Alvey, who is the president and CEO for the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada.
EDAV. So that's EDON, the Western Nevada. We were reading a little bit about Mr. Alvey. He had a history in radio broadcasting.
So I'll let you...
Well, Maureen, actually, maybe you should interview them because there's a bit of a delay between us and you, and this will save us waiting for questions to be answered.
Well, Wow.
Wow. This is...
Could be seven, maybe seven.
Okay, I can do that. I'll start with Mr. Thompson.
Uh-huh.
It is a seven-second delay.
And ask Mr. Thompson if he can give us some history of possibly Reno and Sparks and just what there is to do here in Reno.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Maureen. The Reno-Sparks area is certainly changing. I think that there has been historically a perspective about the area that centers around the gaming history of Reno and the Reno-Sparks Lake Tahoe area. That's changing rapidly, and the perspective of outdoor recreation and all of the other wonderful things to do in northern Nevada with the gaming as a value added when visitors come here is probably the strongest perspective that that we hope to carry in messages that we're using to market this destination to people throughout the country.
And what sort of activities do we have here in Reno that people would be very interested in coming? And if you could talk about possibly living in a gambling type situation, raising families, that type of situation.
Well, having come from a background of living in a number of other resort communities, I've found the quality of life in northern Nevada to be better than any that I've experienced previously. When visitors come to this area, to northern Nevada, Reno, Sparks, Lake Tahoe, Virginia City, the entire Truckee Meadows area, I think that they will experience things that will perhaps surprise them. In many cases, people are unfamiliar geographically with the location of Reno. The identifier of Lake Tahoe brings that more into perspective and identifies us with a mountain community, which is located very close to one of the most beautiful areas in the world, Lake Tahoe, which is the gem of the Sierra Nevada mountains. Outdoor recreation is probably the principal attraction for many people who come to this northern Nevada area. And Rand McNally actually voted Reno number one in the places rated almanac for outdoor recreation. Everything from fishing, swimming, scuba diving, hiking, camping, any particular outdoor activity that you can imagine.
Scuba diving.
Along with very, very high quality entertainment, special events that take place throughout the area, are major attractors for our destination.
Well, it's certainly a far cry from when I lived here. Reno was sort of known as the divorce capital of the world, and you just came to gamble and get divorced. So it's certainly nice to see that the reputation for Reno has improved quite a bit. I know when I lived here back in the 50s, late 50s, it was a wonderful place to live, a nice small college town. I graduated from the University of Nevada. And I'm sort of glad to see that reputation is coming back.
Oh, so this is like home territory for you, Maureen.
Do you have any other things that you might want to talk about as far as, skiing and boating? And
well, the destination itself is changing from the standpoint of our ability to market it. We have probably the highest concentration of first-class, high-quality hotel rooms of any destination in the country, given the size of this community. And the wonderful thing about that is that we can attract not only the free and independent traveler, which is the vacationer, mom and dad and the kids coming to this community, but also the business traveler, those people coming for meetings, seminars, conventions.
We're going to have to take a break.
Sounds great.
So let's take a break there, Maureen. We'll talk a bit more about the Reno, Tahoe, Virginia City area following the break. You're listening to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite. Time for the break.
So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World
keep
with Willem and Steve.
Me, baby.
Stay listening.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Keep
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
New windows, you know you need them. Your energy bills are high. And well, your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty, leaky, and noisy.
I'm going to disconnect from them and call them back and see if that helps. I don't know what their problem is.
I know what the problem is, Bonnie. You have a 7-second delay. Like for callers who call into the radio show, you've got to disconnect the 7-second delay.
But I don't have a 7-second delay.
Oh, you know?
No.
A multi-pane glass may help reduce
your energy cost. Oh, it's the station in
Reno. And with
are they
Sears,
in the station in Reno?
Will be done right
yeah,
on
yeah
time
that's
on
where
budget.
It's coming from.
Okay, well, they're running a 7-second delay. So what you're better off doing is to connect directly and have them get the show feedback directly.
In all areas. Ask your representative
on a clean
for
phone line, according to you.
Services and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. Name and license numbers available on request. You know you need them. So call now for Sears replacement
order. You'll have schooling is paying off for me.
645-2216. That's 1-800-645-2216.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible?
You should have sent Yoav, too.
You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Marion Ross with an important message about memory loss.
Playing the role of a person with Alzheimer's made me realize how little we know about memory loss. If you're having memory problems, you may be able to help us by taking part in a memory impairment investigational study, looking at ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. It may not give us all the answers, but it can give us hope.
Participants need to be between the ages of 55 and 90, have a clear memory problem, but still be able to function in daily life, and have a friend or loved one who can serve as a companion throughout the study. For more information, call 1-888-455-0655, or visit our website at www.memorystudy.org.
How are we doing there, Bonnie?
That's 1-888-455-0655. Or www.memorystudy.org.
We all have a part to play in ending memory loss.
Okay.
Attention inventors. Inventech.
I
have a great idea or invention, then you need Inventech.
I dialed them up
the
and he said that they don't have Inventech any kind of delay
understands the needs of inventors like you.
And
only Inventech offers a free patent classification search. It's the first step you need to take to success.
You know, I won't know until she comes on the air.
Call 1-800-570-0404.
I think there is a built-in 7-second delay there anyhow. Maybe if they just call you directly, like the regular phone line, and listen in through the phone line rather than the audio feed from KXTO, because it's possible down at the satellite uplink center that they're putting a delay in there.
Okay.
Because we hear her in real time, so the phone line is fine. But she doesn't hear us in real time. You know what I'm saying? It's exactly 7 seconds. If she was putting a delay of her own, it would be twice, like 14 seconds.
Okay, so she needs to listen directly on the line I'm calling her in, not through anything else.
That's correct, because the feed they get at KXTO, yeah.
Okay.
Give your child the edge they need. For an informed and experienced look at the issues concerning our children's futures,
Education
2000,
okay.
Saturdays at 7 a.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
You bet. karaoke time on Travel World. I love that song. Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford and Yoav Sarabal. Yoav is in studio with me. We got ourselves a new board. And we got Stephen out in Ottawa.
Yes, I'm here sitting on a beautiful sunny day.
Uh-huh, Steve. So tell us a bit more about your little trip to Ottawa there.
Well, staying at the Welcome Inn, which is at the corner of Sullivan Boulevard and the 417 Highway, and you think you're when you're that close to the highway, you would have a lot of road noise, but it is so well sealed off that I do not hear a thing. It's a great location for families because you're just down the road from the Museum of Science and Technology, where I'll be making a repeat visit after many, many years. It's been 18 years since I was last there at the museum.
I thought it was a bathroom in the Science Center that you're making a repeat visit to.
No, that's like, they spent last night and ate at a restaurant called Zuma's, and it's Tex-Mex and
Smith
Keithwood ribs and chicken.
Did you say Tex-Mex?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I won't go further on that thread.
And Fort Worth combo, the half rack of ribs with the quarter mesquite grilled barbecue chicken. And that's on the location of a restaurant that many people might remember as IT Looney's. And there's no truth to the rumor that, of course, they changed it to the All Iced Tea restaurant, and it becomes IT Optins, right?
Yeah, that's right. And they have one hell of a fax machine, too, right here.
Yeah, I was walking down the right next door to the Welcome Inn, and I'll have a full report on that over the next couple of weeks, including on the 26th of August, and also on September 2nd, when Jerry Wagshall has also been to Ottawa. We'll sort of compare notes, and we've done different things, of course. I'm not here with Jerry Wagshall.
We got some great upcoming shows, too. Today we're doing our focus on Reno, Nevada, but we got other ones next week. We're in Hampton Beach, and coming up we're going to be in the Carolinas. We're going to be going from Shelby, North Carolina, going down to Abbeville, South Carolina. Going to be checking out the Carolina area, maybe even Selma.
That's in October.
Yeah.
October is something to look forward to. A lot of history in that area, and I'll be checking out their websites, both Shelby and Abbeville. A very beautiful, picturesque, historic town, so looking forward to that.
We'd like to wave a great big hello to all of our listeners out in the Carolinas, of course, WADA in Shelby and WABV in Abbeville. See, I got it right, Steve.
Yeah, you got the call. You've been studying and memorizing. Oh, boy, Kevin Matheny would be proud.
WADA. WABV.
WABV. You know, I emphasize it. They were saying something like that in the Boston Radio Group this week, that you have to emphasize the call letters because call letters change so often, and people tend to remember the station they listen to only by frequency on the dial.
Yeah.
And this is very important when you fill out your ratings book that you get the right station. Some people are creatures of habit.
Yeah.
And, of course, or else they will not admit, they don't want to admit to the world that they may listen to Sexual Perversion Hour at midnight, so they'll say they listen to classical music when they send in their Arbitron Diaries, so you have to take that sometimes with a grain of salt.
Well, that's of course a radio station you will not find in the 1828 dictionary.
Things were going on back in that era.
Well, they probably going on with the wrong word for it. Probably going on, but there wasn't a word for it. So when is the presentation of the medal today for your cousin?
That'll be 2 p.m.
That'll be 2 p.m., so we wait with anticipation while your cousin gets decorated.
Yeah.
Is there a party afterwards or anything? Like,
You have always the party animal.
He's the party animal, although they will be retreating to the officer's mess and toasting and saluting the event.
Well, there you go. There you go. We could always have a little bit of a roast and whatnot. Well, today, now it was a good 12, 13 years ago that you and I, Stephen, were last in Reno, Nevada.
Yep, September of 1988, we flew out there on American Airlines and traveled out there with a number of our friends and colleagues of the era.
Uh-huh.
And had a great time. We stayed at the property was then called Bally's. It's now a Hilton.
Uh-huh.
And We enjoyed Reno because it was a manageable city. You had the gambling, but you had the beautiful scenery. It's mountain setting, it's foothill setting, the valley setting, the river through downtown, that you could walk to many restaurants and hotels, and you weren't overpowered. I mean, I've been to Las Vegas a couple of times, and it was just so overpowering and so much like going to Walt Disney World and overdone and overhyped and overflashy that you don't know that there's a city behind it. And when you go to Reno, you've got the attractions, but you know that people live there, people work there, and that there is history behind it. And, of course, we were talking earlier this week when we were on the New AM America with Bob Nickman that your nearby other attractions. You're going to Carson City, the Railroad Museum, the state capital, Virginia City. We were there with the camel races.
Yeah, I remember the camel races out in Virginia City. You know, Reno, the biggest little city in the world. And we were also at another place, speaking of the Wally-type resort. We went to Wally's Hot Springs just south of Reno on the way to Lake Tahoe, as a matter of fact. And speaking of places like Hot Springs and stuff, Chuck Alvey was mentioning that there was a place for scuba diving. And we know that our own Maureen Duffy is a scuba diver. So, Maureen, did you get any more information on the scuba diving when you were out in Reno? Maureen?
You gotta wait a few seconds.
Yeah, 7 seconds. Oh, well.
Most of the scuba diving is done probably in Lake Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't do high-altitude diving. I'm usually involved with ocean diving, which
nice.
I love. And I just want to talk about the hot August nights that we had when I came out here tonight. It was a wonderful thing with all the, they had about 4,300 old cars, and it was very exciting, and maybe Mr. Thompson would like to tell us something about that.
Hot August Nights is a week-long celebration of America's love affair with old automobiles and rock and roll from the 1950s and 60s. It just closed last week, attracted more than 100,000 people. We had more than 4,300 vintage automobiles that were registered in the Hot August Nights competition, actually. There's judging both in Reno as well as in Sparks, and many awards, concerts, lots of food, lots of entertainment throughout the community, and just a wonderful, wonderful place to be during the first week of August.
Also, we have sort of a Reno sister city of Sparks, and maybe when we get into the next segment, we can speak with June Palmer, who is a special project superintendent for the city of Sparks, introduce her now, and if she could tell us just a little bit about Sparks and how you work together with Reno to promote tourism.
Well, actually, Sparks sets adjacent to the city of Reno. When you leave Reno, you're into Sparks, and when you leave Sparks, you're entering Reno. It is a gorgeous city. The population is a little over 60,000. When you were talking about scuba diving, we just presented to our city through a tremendous development effort at Sparks Marina Park, and scuba diving is one of the wonderful attractions and type of activity that you can do at the Marina Park. We also, in our downtown redevelopment area, which I have been involved in the redevelopment district for several years, I was thinking about the gentleman talking about coming in 1988. That's when we actually started the first phase of Victorian Square, and Victorian Square is really the jewel of our downtown, and we host several events throughout the year now over a period of many years. In fact, we're coming upon the Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off, and as Lynn Thompson just said, we just concluded, you know, a very successful Hot August Nights, where our venue really is one of the showcases for that particular event. The whole purpose of adopting events into our area is to promote the revitalization of our downtown core, not only for locals, but also for those that come into our city and really get a feel of what the Truckee Meadows is all about and Northern Nevada. And I have said this on numerous occasions, that Northern Nevada is really, in the promotional areas, come see the other side of Nevada. So often people only see pictures of Vegas, and they think that that is Nevada, and actually the northern part of the state is really the historic part of the state.
June, we have to take
so
a break. Please hold that thought, and we're going
to
come back on Travel World across America via satellite with June Palmer and Chuck Alvey and Lynn Thompson and, of course, our own Maureen Duffy in Reno, Nevada, with our remote broadcast at our Liberty Works affiliate in Reno, Nevada, KXTO. Stay tuned for Travel World.
So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World
keep
with Willem and Steve.
Me,
stay listening.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Liberty Works Radio. Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Erica Riley. If any White House official, from the chief staff on down, has downloaded pornography on government computers, they ought to be fired, the head of White House personnel told WorldNet Daily in response to a story about widespread web porn use in the White House. A Y2K contractor early last year discovered that White House staffers were downloading hardcore pornographic video files from the Internet. The videos made up the majority of traffic coming into the Internet firewall that protects the White House computer network. White House security was called in, and an ensuing investigation traced the illicit activities back to dozens of staffers and some officials in the White House office and the Office of Administration. Porn filters were added to block employee access to the porn sites, but only after the February 1999 discovery of massive porn downloads. Lockhart complained that he was told West Wing personnel were not involved in the cyber porn scandal. But several habitual porn downloaders, including a senior West Wing aide and one senior OA manager who confessed to being a porn addict, were allowed to stay in their jobs. Bob Nash, assistant to the president and director
Help
of the
me.
Personnel
I'm addicted.
Office, said he never heard about any of this last year during
PA.
The porn sting.
Porn Anonymous.
But he says he wouldn't have
the
been notified because
program.
He deals more with recruiting staffers than managing them. He referred questions as to why guilty officials might have gone unpunished to Mark Lindsay, assistant to the president and director of management and administration. Lindsay did not return calls. Attempts to reach Sidney Blumenthal, assistant to the president for communications, also were unsuccessful. Several White House officials were involved in the cyber porn investigation last year. Attempts to get them to discuss the scandal on the record were unsuccessful. Many said they can't talk about it and have been told that all questions must be directed to the press office. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapter cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
Never in history has it been more important to know and understand the law, especially if you're in business. But while you may know all there is to know about widgets, you're no lawyer, which is why savvy businessmen and women are turning to ACS, American Contracting Services, and the reason? We understand the law. ACS writes and implements employee contracts with full knowledge of and compliance with the tax statutes and regulations in force in all 50 states. Payroll administration is one of the most costly and time-consuming hassles. Just keeping up with annual changes
30?
Can be a full-time job. Make this the day you unencumber your business and discover the many benefits of employee contracting. Call American Contracting Services at
801-741-8356. Well, I can't get them to answer. I don't know if they're on the line or what they're doing. So if they're not right there, just chitter-chatter till I try and get
them to answer.
Call today at 801-741-8356. American Contracting Services, making business simpler. 801-741-8356.
We're back on Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford and Yoav Sarabo here in Montreal. Stephen's in Ottawa. And this is our show. We're doing our little spotlight, our focus on Reno, Nevada, as we tour America, touring the radio stations of the Liberty Works Radio Network. Stephen, so tell us a bit more about your trip to Ottawa.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're heading to the National Museum of Science and Technology this afternoon. This time, take a different focus than I had on past visits when I tried to see everything. When you go a repeat visit, it's something that you can narrow in on something of interest, and today I'll be looking more at the transportation exhibit, and also they have an exhibit on the history of broadcasting in Canada, so that ought to be, interesting to take a look at.
That's going
to
be fascinating. I wonder whether they're going to mention KDKA or CFCF as the first radio station in the world.
Yeah, well, we know it's a Canadian museum, so there will be heavy emphasis on Canada First.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I wonder if they'll also mention the time they killed the radio station.
Yeah, but a little plaque in memoriam, you know?
Well, you know, the
old... Founded 1919 by Marconi, died 1999,
Beno and Arco. Beno and Arco, that's what I was about to say. You know that old song, Video Killed the Radio Star, we'd say, Pierre Arcan killed the radio station. Anyway. That's karaoke hour here on Travel World.
I've been looking in the phone book, and there is a restaurant, a bar called Virgins in Ottawa.
Oh, right.
That is 7 days a week karaoke night. So you can make the commute. Somebody used to make a commute, a supposed commute, every morning to Ottawa.
Somebody we both know, Mr. McPhee. Actually,
yes,
Mr. Go ahead.
There was an article in yesterday's Ottawa Sun, picture of the real morning team.
Ah, the real morning team on the Bear in Ottawa. Bear 107 FM in Toronto.
106.9 in Ottawa, and the picture was there, and didn't look anything like anyone we knew.
Yes, well, that Mr. McPhee had told us that he cut his hair and changed his look a little bit. Yes, that would make a middle-aged white man look like a early 20-something black man.
Sounds like he lied.
Yeah, I think no, he would never do a thing like that, would he? You think Mr. McPhee would mislead us, Steve? No.
Grossly exaggerate. The closest he came to the Bear was he once listened to it on the radio.
That's about it. Oh, my goodness, we're getting carried away. So we like radio broadcasting. We love the transmitter sites. One of the other things we like is touring the across America. We like to visit the different sites of the transmitters. We're in Chattahoochee. We're in West Palm Beach. We're also, we were big in the Carolinas, but also in the north of Boston region where we're going to be next week. Next year, we're planning to do ourselves a little road trip in conjunction with the Roadside Beverage Corporation, makers of Route 66 root beer, and we're going to be touring Route 66 America's Highway. It's like Main Street America, and that's going to be a real blast because next year, of course, in Albuquerque, they're going to have the 75th anniversary of Route 66, the Mother Road. So that ought to be really interesting.
Party on the road, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we love that kind of thing, and we like learning new things at museums and stuff like that. And last time you and I were in... we were in Reno, Nevada. We checked out a museum. Speaking of August heat, that Thursday night thing that they're doing here in that they're doing in Reno. We were actually at the Harris Automobile Museum where they actually have a Tucker 48. I had to make sure not to alliterate that.
They got the every syllable right, but it was a lot of fun and very interesting museum. They also now have the Bowling Museum and Hall of Fame in Reno. Bowling
Museum.
Bowling Museum, bowling capital of America, Reno, Nevada. Wow. They bid amongst a number of cities, and Reno won. So that brings in a number of visitors each year for tournaments and events related to bowling.
Reno is kind of neat. They call it Northern Nevada, but I don't know why, because if I've taken a look at the map of Nevada, Reno is actually more mid-Nevada. It's at the westmost corner. Sort of mid-Nevada, because if you go, due west, you'll end up in Sacramento, California.
Yep, half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Just across the state line, and we went over to Lake Tahoe, where you can take a boat cruise. Tahoe Queen,
yes.
Steak dinner, evening, sunset cruise.
Oh, yes, I remember. I remember that boat trip. Remember that, Steve? We, the little van came by, we all did the royal wave.
They held up the line so that the visiting media could get on first. And they were all like, who are these people? And,
yeah, that was us.
We saluted them.
Not like Pierre. Not like Pierre Trudeau saluted his flock out in Saskatchewan, no.
No, we were polite to the people because they were polite people. Polite people visiting
other polite
the Lake
people.
Tahoe area.
Yes, too bad. One of the nice things about the Lake Tahoe area, of course, there it's right on the state line of Nevada, California. There's a hotel there where they have a swimming pool where you can actually swim from Nevada to California.
Lodge, yeah.
Yeah, you can go from one side to the other, which was neat. And the thing I like the most, Lake Tahoe itself, I hear the water is very cold, but it's crystal clear, but very cold, the water.
Very cold, very deep water, like mountain lakes, fed by streams and winter runoff, and very cold, very deep, but very clear, and...
But it's not.
Use the word again. Using the word this week, pristine.
Oh yes, pristine.
That is a word that you.
The Willem Backus word, pristine, as in the Melanie Refus word, segue. We're going to use segue to pristine. Yes, go for it, Steve.
Segue to pristine, the beautiful clear waters of Lake Tahoe. And,
well, actually, but the water's not very still there. I always heard that still waters ran deep, but that's another way of working another stupid figure speech into a joke.
Figure speech and favorite lines of songs and put them all together.
Yeah, then we can go with our little show, Karaoke World with Willem and Steve. I'm wondering, Bonnie, do we have Maureen and any of the guests out in Reno ready to go? You got to wait 7 seconds for that. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Maureen, are you there? Mm-hmm. I guess we lost Maureen.
Well,
Yeah. Yes, Bonnie. Bonnie's on the air with us.
Woohoo!
Hey. Oh, well, let's carry on, Steve.
Great moment in radio.
Yes. Well, we had to try. There's a 7-second delay going on, which is why it makes it a little more difficult to carry on the interview from one side of the... wire to the other, but we can still talk about the different places we went. Remember when we went up in that Harris hot air balloon? Actually, you wouldn't go up in the balloon, would you?
I wouldn't go up in the hot air balloon. You did.
How come?
But I enjoyed walking around to visit the other booth. There were handicrafts out there, and it was early morning, 5:30, 6 in the morning. Beautiful to watch the sunrise in the mountains, and there was an outdoor festival. People selling a variety of handcrafts and local foods, and there was the balloon festival. It was the Reno Balloon Festival at the time, and you went up in the balloon.
Yes, I did.
Blew off course, and it was dragged down probably around 5 miles off of its course. But the trail vehicle
It wasn't intercepted by the Air National Guard, so I mean we weren't that far off course.
No, you went over some. Protected territory that you weren't supposed to be viewing.
Area 51.
Yeah, we drifted into Area 51, got shot down by a UFO.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, no. Help me.
And he said, that wasn't a UFO, that was a TFO. No,
Oh, no, they're after us. Oh, no.
The infiltrators.
Oh, there we landed. Oh, my goodness. We're getting a little bit off track there,
So this
Steve.
Sounds very romantic, Reno, that whole area.
Yeah, romantic. Actually, Reno is, well, romantic, being the divorce capital of the United States.
Well, that's what I mean.
Not exactly.
Nevada, people go as well to get married, so you go 1 year to get married and 1 year to get divorced, but...
Or you just drive up the street if you made a mistake, yeah.
Oh, we're finally back.
I'm always back. All right. So, carry on, Maureen. You got yourself 2 minutes before the break, and we go to the next segment. That's more than 7 seconds, Maureen.
Okay, well, I'll introduce Chuck Albee, who's the president and CEO of the Economic Development Authority for Western Nevada.
Sure.
And then we can continue conversation with him after the break.
Sounds terrific.
Mr. Albee?
Well, thank you. Willem indicated earlier that I'd spent some time in broadcasting, so I'll try to remember what 2 minutes is supposed to be and get out in time for your commercial. absolutely right about a community behind everything that's here, and I like the description some of Willem and others had back there, that there really is much more behind the scenes. Years ago, I went to Las Vegas and did a story about whether there was a community or not. I moved here in 1990 to manage a television station, and 2 years ago came over to the Economic Development Authority because I really liked this area, and I would have had to leave town to move up in the industry to do anything in the industry. And one of the important things that the gentleman talking about being here since 1988, we had three companies come to visit us back around the holiday time of the year to consider doing business here, and all three came to town saying, we're just here to rule you out, because their image of Reno was so poor. All three of those companies, by the end of the day, had made offers on properties, and one of those companies has now moved here. And so the neatest part of it is coming here to see what's here, and that's where the tourism and what Lynn does and what June does is so important, is when people come here to vacation, They look around, realize what we have, and then oftentimes they decide they want to consider moving here to work or to bring their company here years later. So that's why where the tourism really feeds into the economic development. And we're a very diverse economy. About 30% of the employment base is, I think, directly tied to casinos and tourism. And then there's another portion that...
Turn that off.
We got to take a break right now.
You're on the air.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
Silent. The technology simply didn't exist to attach audio to a web page. Until now.
Let Audio on Command bring you into the 21st century.
At an affordable price.
Create a sonic impact that instantly transfixes any surfer to your site with music,
animation,
voice,
and information
with Audio on Command.
Your website comes alive.
Audio on Command offers a synergy between you and your customers, limited only by the speed of the user's computer or the efficiency of their ISP. Audio on Command doesn't take up any space on your server.
See a live demo of Audio on Command at www.audioncommand.com.
Or call 410-857-5600. 410-857-5600.
Audio on Command at the forefront of change.
The money, my friend, and all the features you'd expect from a number one seller, like switch-on four-wheel drive and the most powerful V6 engine yet, because you demand it, big fella. So see your quality Ford dealer during truck season for details.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew. Some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program in this station.
I think Special Olympics is wonderful.
It's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
Just like a flower, it just made me blossom.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just try your best.
Changed my whole life, my whole attitude.
Well, I wanted one thing. I wanted to be an athlete.
Yeah.
Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I cannot talk to these people.
I just feel a little
at all.
Myself.
I can hear them on
so far.
In the background. They're not paying any attention.
My family is good. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
I guess we're going to have to hire ourselves a meeting.
Hey, if I can train for 15 weeks for a marathon,
you know,
I can do just about anything.
I think probably if I get a, if they give me a phone number and, you know, just call on a regular phone line and set it up that way. Because
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone.
And they have to pay attention. During the break.
There are many children.
You know, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs and nobody's listening to me.
Who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition. But they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
I'm going to go on, you know, for this next segment.
ESOM Welding and Cutting Products offers the largest variety of welding and cutting products in the industry today. Names like Oxweld, Dual Shield, Allstate, Purox, and Prestolite. From simple home and farm repair to major industrial use, ESOB makes it easier by offering everything you need for welding and cutting. ESOB offers a number of complete packaged outfits, which include the basic equipment and some required accessories as well. Call 1-800-ESOB-123. That's 1-800-ESAB-123 for ESOB and the brand names you've come to know and trust.
You got to love me, that I like. Damn this
Midnight! Oh, I love that song. Actually, that was Nazareth's version of a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight, which is actually a story about a guy who takes the plane, but he really misses the person he was with, and he wants to turn around and go back, which is kind of neat.
So,
well, this is a bit of a love theme in Nevada. Beyond that, I like good old-fashioned rock and roll, so we got to hear some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're back. It's Will and Backus with Yoav in studio in Montreal. We've got
what's up?
Steven in Ottawa. Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
We could actually put on with Bob Nickman from the morning show, AM America, at Liberty Works. He keeps on saying we got this distinctive Canadian accent. Like, I don't know what he's talking about, eh?
We round our A's very well.
I don't know. I don't use that often, do I?
I thought we sounded more American than Canadians because, like, people from Saskatchewan and the Maritimes, those people sound Canadian.
Oh, well, rural Ontario is even worse.
Yeah. It sounds like people from Minnesota.
Oh, no, yeah, that's Upper Peninsula accent. There's a guy, when we went to Milwaukee with the show, Steve, remember this in 1998, when we went down to Milwaukee, there was a guy named Mike Idle, owns a bar there called the Hi-Hat. Oh, this guy could put on what they call a Youper accent. Jeez, sounds like Fargo on steroids.
That's what it's called, Youper, that accent?
Yeah, Upper Peninsula, Youper.
Youper, eh?
Yeah, the Upper Michigan Peninsula, which was, oh my goodness, what an accent that had.
It's a cute accent, but I don't think I could handle it all day, tell you the truth.
What was your favorite part of the trip out to Reno, Steve, that we took back in 1988?
Best part? Probably, as I say, the scenery, that it was just a majestic setting, and also the fact that there was that whole Western heritage. I enjoyed our day when we went to Virginia City and saw the old buildings and walked along the main street.
I like that, too. In fact, they had out in the Sierra Nevada, the Virginia City, and they had this bike race they called the Sun Mountain Massacre, which we got to watch that race.
And I enjoyed the whole drive in the area, the drive out to Lake Tahoe, the tall pine trees, the water views, and then contrast that with the desert views.
Yeah, that was my first ever trip to California.
Put the two together in a day's drive and sit there in the hot springs and let your cares melt away. We had a great day. That was probably the nicest of the 4 days.
Let your cares melt away. That sounds like a commercial that you did once, Stephen.
Yeah,
speaking of spas...
It was a spa.
Yes, yes. You're the connoisseur of massage, right?
You can get one. You can get one at Wally
Hodge. Ooh, that'd be a nice place to get one, too. They're outdoor pools, little hot springs. We were actually looking for something similar to that when we went to Iceland in May.
Yeah, that was an interesting trip as well.
Now, I hear in the background, I think an echo coming from KXTO. Is Maureen still with us? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. She could be
yeah,
on.
I'm here.
All right.
And I just wanted to say that since I came back... I have seen how Reno has grown since I went to school here, and I'd like to ask Mr. Alvey to tell us, you know, exactly what type of businesses are brought here, what attracts them, and, you know, just give us an idea of how Reno has grown since 1960.
Reno has changed a great deal. I hope our hosts back east come out here again. It's been 12, 13 years, and come visit us. Sacramento, just west of here, if you can do it in half an hour, gentlemen, I'd like to find out if you were flying, because it's about a two-hour drive to Sacramento. But one of the advantages we have, besides our quality of life here, is the location. We are probably dead center to the 11 western states, and so companies come here because they need to have a presence in the west, and with our no personal income tax, no corporate tax, no inventory tax, no unitary tax, friendly business climate, the companies come here because it's just a great place to do business. Some of the big companies that have come lately have been Amazon.com has a large facility in the area, BarnesandNobles.com, Cisco Systems has put their treasury department here, Michelin North America, in fact, the plant manager, Doug Cassidy, he's from someplace a boat in Canada as well, so he'll be very comfortable here. And we have Intertel, IGT, International Game Technology, which makes most of the gaming machines for all over the world. It's actually our largest employer outside of in government and healthcare. So it's becoming a real diversity of the types of companies that we have here. The challenge we face is workforce, but we're finding more people come here on vacation, enjoy it, and then want to come here and find a career. So we're getting a real good quality of workforce here.
It sounds wonderful, and I almost want to move back here myself because I've been enjoying the dry air and the sunshine, which we haven't had much of back east. So it's wonderful. Mr. Thompson, do you have any additional things you might like to say about Reno? And
well, this entire region is changed dramatically over time, and we just want to encourage people to come out, experience it, and I think that they will feel exactly the way our folks back east and you have expressed, that once you've been here, this place gets in your blood. We love it here, we love living here, and we are absolutely confident that anybody that comes here and visits will have an absolutely wonderful time.
That's great. And Ms. Palmer, can you finish up with Sparks and just tell us maybe a little bit about the farmers market and, you know, things that you do over there?
You bet, Maureen. One thing I really want to invite anyone that travels in this area to visit Sparks. Sparks is adjacent to Reno. Our downtown area encompasses a 14-screen theater, a beautiful casino operation, a couple of them, gorgeous downtown Victorian Square in an 8-block area. We host Hometown Farmers Market. We've had the New Orleans School of Cooking in. We've had the Singing Italian Chef in for our cooking demonstrations. Over 100 vendors. It's Thursday evening during the summertime, June through August, from 4 to 9. The Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off coming up on Labor Day weekend. We have 23 wonderful rib cookers from all over the nation that come and participate for prize money. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. Thanks for joining us at KXTO at Nevada, Maureen. It was great. You're back at your hometown talking a bit about it. It's nice to have a little homecoming like that. Sounds like a great place Liberty Works is in. So I hope you enjoy your visit out in KXTO. A great big hello to our listeners out in Reno and, of course, across America on the network, including Honolulu. And, Stephen, your trip to Ottawa.
My trip to Ottawa will continue for the rest of the weekend. Plan to come back tomorrow by talking about returning back to where someone went to school. We'll be passing through Montebello on the Ottawa River Valley tomorrow. So see what's new where I went to high school. And then, of course, next week, down to the New Hampshire seacoast, third year in a row, like an annual pilgrimage, first to Concord, New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Museum of History, Portsmouth, the Sea Town, and broadcasting live from Hampton Beach. And we'll be testing out the ice cream, comparing in one day Hodges and Amesbury with Gary's Ice Cream in Chelmsford, the battle of the New England ice cream stands. That's our civic duty to try them both and report
it's
back.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to sit there and compare ice cream
for the chocolate fudge swirl and the Maine blueberry delight.
I think they have a Reese's peanut butter ice cream also out there. It's not really by Reese, but I mean, I think that Peter Hodge makes his own over at Hodges. It's just scrumptious.
Apple pie ice cream, and sit under the pine trees outside behind Hodges, have a lobster roll, hamburger, grilled cheese sandwich. Ah, summertime fun continues, and 2 weeks down the road, we'll be previewing Australia this Olympic year with Canada's most trusted anchorman, Lloyd Robertson. So something to look forward to 2 weeks from today.
Absolutely, and we get to premiere the Liberty Works Cruiser, our own Oldsmobile, 1976 classic automobile. We're going to be displaying it at Gary's Ice Cream. Well, that wraps it up for this week. Join us again. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Yoav Saralbo.
Take care. Listen to Travel World again. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network, truth in broadcast.